Chapter 11. Yes, Senator, he said quietly. The Sith are real. Organa stared, almost as though he'd been expecting a denial. Then he nodded. All right. So at least we know my contact's not been misled about that. How many are there? Who are their leaders? I presume they have names. Obi-Wan didn't dare look at Padme. We don't know their leaders' true identities. We know only that they exist. And do they present a danger to the Jedi? It was too late to turn back now. They threaten not only the Jedi, but the entire galaxy. Every life now breathing, sentient and non-sentient, and every life that is yet to be born. It was Organa's turn to be shaken. Are you serious? Yes. I am not at liberty to divulge more details, Obi-Wan said, briefly enjoying the irony. I simply ask you to accept my word on that matter. The irony wasn't lost on Organa either, but his thin smile faded quickly. If the Sith are such a threat, Master Kenobi, why have I never heard of them? I'm head of the Republic's Security Committee. I should have heard of them. Now there was an edge of temper in his mellow voice, a hint of anger that masked a deeper fear. Accepting it, Obi-Wan maintained his own composure. The Sith live in the shadows of the dark side, Senator. The Jedi believe that they were long dead, vanquished 1,000 years ago. Really? Organa snorted, derisive. Then it would appear the Jedi were mistaken.
Bail, said Padme. That's not fair.
Not fair? Said Organa. His dark eyes were glinting. I'll tell you what's not fair, Padme. It's not fair the Jedi know of a threat that make the Separatists look like playground bullies, and they haven't seen fit to inform the Senate. It's high-handed, autocratic decisions like this that fuel mistrust and resentment of them in the Outer Rim, and sometimes even closer to home. It's not good enough. We must work together as equals, or we'll fail. Padme slid out of her chair and took a step toward him.
Bail, please, calm down and—
Calm down? He echoed. No, I'm angry, Padme. Why aren't you? What else is going on that they haven't told us? What do they know that you and I should know as representatives of the people and members of the Security Committee? That Palpatine should know as the Republic's duly elected Supreme Chancellor? Don't you see what's happening here? As hard as it may be to believe, the Jedi have placed themselves above the rule of law.
No, Bail, they haven't, Padme said hotly. They're dying to uphold the rule of law.
Well, at least they're dying with their eyes open, snapped Organa, unappeased. How many innocents are going to die, are dying, in ignorance because the Jedi aren't being open and honest? Obi-Wan pushed to his feet.
I've been a fool, he thought. Supportive or not, this man is a politician, an outsider, and he will never understand. I should heed my own advice. It's never wise to trust them.
Senators, this matter cannot be resolved here and now. Therefore, I shall return to the temple and refer it to the Jedi Council. Until such time as a decision is made on how best to proceed, I'd ask that you both—
No, wait, said Padme, and caught hold of his arm. Master Kenobi, please wait, she turned. Bail, I'm sorry. I do know about the Sith. I've known for 10 years.
Obi-Wan stared at her, taken by surprise. Though really, after Geonosis, he thought, I shouldn't be. But she had no business telling Organa anything. She'd given the Jedi her solemn word that her knowledge of the Sith would remain secret.
Padme, it's all right, Obi-Wan, she said quickly. I promise.
Which was easy for her to say, but from the look on Organa's face, things were far from all right.
10 years? The Senator said blankly. How do you— They were behind the invasion of Naboo, she said. And they're behind this war with the Separatists. Bail, you must listen to Obi-Wan. He knows what he's talking about. He's the only Jedi in 1,000 years to have faced a Sith in mortal combat and lived.
You know? Said Organa, still sounding dazed.
And you stayed silent?
Padme.
Trust me, Bail, she said, her voice unsteady. There are worse things than silence.
You mean like not bothering to mention an enemy like the Sith? Her chin came up.
I see. So you're turning hypocrite on me, is that it?
I'm not a hypocrite.
Oh? So you're not withholding intelligence from the Security Committee? From the Senate? From Palpatine? I imagine what you just said you were told about Bakura and Christophsis and the clones?
Organa's face tightened. That's different.
Yes, yes, that's what all the hypocrites say, she retorted, close to snarling. There's always a reason why the rules don't apply to them.